This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on the morning shift, getting you caught up on the Braves. And Craig Kimbrell returns to the Braves on a minor league deal. So the decorated veteran agreed to a minor league deal with the Braves that will pay him $2 million in the major leagues. So that's what a source confirmed to ESPN's Jeff Passan.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because I remember when Kimbrell was traded, it was when the Braves essentially, after the B.J. Upton's, Brian Upton deals are like, you know what? They went in this full rebuild. It was when John Coppola was the he took over right after. And
man, what a crazy time in franchise history that was.
Yeah, it was really, honestly. I think that was 2014. And what?
No, I'm just thinking back to the Upton brothers, and like there was no like kumbaya going on with those two guys as brothers. Like, I think a lot of people just assumed that they just, you know, it was like a cool backstory, but the backstory was that they didn't act like brothers at any point. Well, like they didn't really like each other.
Well, BJ always seemed like a miserable human being.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the? Do you guys remember the SI cover? And it was them with Kate Upton, and that like that happened.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah. No. Google it.
Like forever.
I mean,
I'm
it
looking
happened
for it right now.
But
who's on the cover?
It was the Upton brothers and Kate Upton,
and Verlander's wife.
Yeah, who's now who ended up? She was not Verlander's wife then, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
she
yeah
married him. I think that was like 2011 or 12.
Yeah, I know who she is, but I didn't know there's a cover with all of.
Yeah, it's and so.
Oh yeah, I see the cover now.
Yeah,
makes a lot of sense. The old Uptons, the trio.
So Kimbrel was one of the trades that ended up getting like there was like three trades and. Max Fried comes over in some of the trades. I think he was for one of the Uptons. I think he might have been for not BJ, but the good one,
Justin
Upton.
I didn't know they did this.
Well, anyway,
not him, but the one that could hit.
Yeah. Well, BJ was brutal when he got here. Justin could at least play.
He was.
So get through all that, and every time Kimbrel's out there, there was this clamoring for bringing him back. And he had some dominant years through his career. And no, I don't know if he was ever more dominant, really, than he was here, where he set a Braves record from 2010 to 14. But anyways, so I'm reading the news last night, and there's a lot of negative news. Like, a lot of people are negative reaction, like, oh, he sucks now. He's not going to do anything. So thankfully, our friend of the show, Dave O'Brien, does his research. And he goes, look, In 2024, Kimbrell had a solid 3.21 ERA and held opponents to a 176 average and a 583 OPS in 46 appearances through August 6th. However, okay. Tiffany, in his final 11 appearances, he was almost at a 14 ERA. Opponents hit 318 against him with a 1.062 OPS. He had 12 Ks. He allowed 9 walks, gave up 3 home runs, and 10 and a third in those 6 weeks. So, Kimbrell was good until he wasn't.
Well, they're going to give him, time, I guess. So, his work is expected to ramp up, for over the course of a few weeks. So, if everything goes according to plan, then he'll join the Braves bullpen.
Yeah, most likely, I would say, after the start of the season, maybe first week of April, maybe about the time Baby Squid is going to arrive.
I was thinking further than that. I honestly was thinking first week of May.
No, I don't think. He's clearly been.
Let me back up. Let me ask you this. Do you think it is a definite that he's with the big league club this season? Because I'm not even sure I'm going that far.
Yeah, I would. And the reason I brought those numbers is I tend to think that those numbers could have been maybe fatigue. Maybe usage went up, maybe a plethora of things. So you hope that he can return because it is a minor league deal. So he's not guaranteed anything at this point.
Yeah.
So I'm given a guy like him, who's a Hall of Fame reliever, and closer, the benefit of the doubt. He's not going to come here, and even if he makes him the big roster, he would be maybe seventh or eighth inning guy at the best. You're not going to be your closer. Maybe a spot close here and there. But, yeah, I think he's got a really good chance of being that. I don't think he has forgot how to pitch. His stuff is good. I don't know. His arm is rubbery as it used to be, where you could go out there every night and throw the 98, 99, 97, whatever he was hitting and do it. No.
Yeah.
But I do believe he will come up at some point. It's not like he hasn't been throwing, and it's not like he has to build up like a starter would.
Yeah.
So the timetable is a lot quicker. I would think it's April 19th. I mean, excuse me, March 19th today. I think April 7th, even 3 weeks, 2 weeks, whatever it is. Yeah, I think he gets maybe longer.
Man, that's what this when you say that his work is expected to ramp up over a few weeks and if all goes according to plan. I mean, I don't see what I just read transpiring over the course of a year or whatever. I feel like it's more.
No, but
like
I think the key words that you just said are if all goes according to plan. And look, and here's the thing. I think a lot of Atlanta fans, and rightfully so, remember his 5-year stretch. Remember, this guy's been in the league 15 years. Mm-hmm. It's been 10 years since he's been with the Braves.
Yeah, Bears, yeah, no, yeah.
Mind-boggling to think about.
Yeah.
And legendary career in his 5-year with the Braves. And let me just remind y'all, he spent 5 years here. A 1.43 ERA over 5 years.
What, 440 saves, something like that?
I'd have to look at it. I'd have to dial the number in. But let me just go backwards in what he's been working with throughout his time. All right, so he was with the White Sox last year, had a 5.09 ERA. With Baltimore, 5.33 ERA. With San Diego, 2.58, so he's decently good. And with the Dodgers, he had a 3.75 ERA. It's been, I don't know what, 6 or 7 years since he's been sub-3 ERA the way he was, with the Braves. I just don't know that we can say, you can look at the situation and say, man, he's going to be ready for the big league club in 3 weeks.
He had 186 saves here. He's got 440 for his career. The thing for me,
I'm not saying 3 weeks, but I mean a little bit longer than that.
I think 3 weeks. I do. I think 3 to 4 weeks because I think that's the way it's been written. Again, ramp up. He's already been throwing. It's not like
And it's not like he's a starter that you got to extend his innings get him to work deeper into games and things like that. I'm with you on that front.
I think what I would say is, again, his for one, relievers, their ERA is always going to be bloated because it's based on 9 innings of work. And most of the time they're going out there and pitching an inning, 2 innings most, and he probably hasn't pitched 2 innings in one game in quite a while, and if he was, no wonder why he had fatigue late in the year. That, you know, that said, I think for me is what he did with the average against him, the OPS against him. If guys are, or is he walking guys, you know, and, you know, so that, and yeah. that was good until middle of August when, or early August, and then it wasn't. So, you know, and he was on a bad team. So what can he be? I just think, you know, and it was with Baltimore last year, so it was with a good team. And he was with Philly, and he had some time with the Dodgers. So I think there's something in there, but he's not going to come in here and be your closer. He's really being signed to come in here and maybe give you 3 or 4 months of work, and that's the best-case scenario.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the best case scenario. And look, I'm hoping for the best for Craig Kimbrell. I mean, there was nothing like, you know, being in Turner Field and having all the lights go out and the flames come out of the ribbon boards and they start playing his music. I mean, let me think. He was a rookie of the year at one point. Right, he was the National League Rookie of the Year in 2010 or 2011. There was nothing like Braves Craig Kimbrell from 12, 13, 14 years ago. And I hope he can regain that magic, man. I really, really do. I just, look, you guys know that I've been a longtime Cubs fan. You know, my dad's a Cubs fan. Watching Cubs Craig Kimbrell was painful. It really was. And so I'm just a little more removed from, I guess, the Braves version of him where I look at him and think, oh, yeah, in 3 weeks we'll have a setup, man. I'm not mentally there. And I think that we just need to be cautious. Cautiously optimistic is the way we're going to move forward in my book.
And look, I'm having a little bit of, you know, I'm probably being a little bit over positive, but I don't necessarily think the setup man is necessarily his spot or what you can expect. But I think he could get some time in the seventh and eighth innings.
He's a high leverage guy.
But think about this: if anything, he gives you. Let's say he gives you 2 months of good baseball, just, you know, not going out there and just blowing up every time. I mean, that's a good little find to get you through a long Major League Baseball season. Because remember, there's other guys that are going to be out there. There's other guys that are still there. You don't know what you'll add at the deadline.
That is one position, middle relief in baseball, that you can find when roster cuts are made. You can go find quality pieces at certain points.
Yeah, because you don't need as much as people think out of them. I mean, just go out there and honestly just pitch to contact and get outs. Let your defense do the work. You got a gold glove defense behind you in the infield and some in the outfield.